Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today, we're going to be talking about choosing the right stages for your business, specifically the primary stage of your business. We've been talking more lately about applying the stages to society, to your work life, to your personal life, and so forth. So we're starting to expand out how we can use these stages. And that's what we want to focus today, the primary stage for your business or organization. It could even be a nonprofit or government entity, and it will have a stage. So we're going to talk about that because that's going to drive your hiring, your management and leadership, your marketing, your negotiation, and everything else. So we'll talk about that today. Before we get into that, big shout out to new listeners in Ludhiana, India. This is Samband Kiriye Danivad. Thank you for this connection. I'm so glad to have you here. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, and so forth, follow the link in the show notes and let me know how I can help. You will hear back directly from me as those come directly to me. And you've got several options there for how to get me a message. You can email it, text it, or even leave me a voicemail. Okay, so let's get into choosing the right stages for your business, your primary stage. We're familiar with the stages, I hope, for our own personal use and our own personal development, but just as societies have stages, businesses have stages too. And the optimal stage for your teams, for your executives, for your customers will depend entirely on your business and your industry and what you're trying to achieve. So the first thing you want to do is determine the overall stage that's most representative of your organization. This is different from plotting the primary stage or the dominant stage of each individual in the business. We're not doing that. We're talking about the organization itself, the way you have crafted its identity. What stage is the organization in? See, your organization has an overall stage that pulls your customers to you. So, for example, if your business is a nonprofit or if it's based on altruistic principles, you are a stage four business focused on the needs of others. But if your business is running a political campaign or a religious organization or a political action committee, you are a stage five business focused on ideology. So let's go through some examples of the kinds of businesses and organizations that you might expect in each primary stage, right? So let's go through the whole list. Stage one, everything. These are going to be startups without a clear direction yet. So when you're in a startup and you're in that failing fast mode, I'm going to try a bunch of things and figure it out. What are you about yet? Well, we don't know yet, but we're looking for it. You're kind of open to whatever. That's a stage one business. Stage two, experiences. These are your tour operators, your adventure outfitters, your cruise lines, your airlines, your high-end restaurants, businesses that offer experiences. I think I would throw spas in here as well. Stage three is about needs. These are businesses that serve the needs of people. And you would say that's stage four. No, not quite. So a stage three business is focused on needs. So these are your law offices, grocery stores, doctors and hospitals, counselors, tutoring networks. When there's a need that feels so inherent to your survival, or something that you think is about your survival, that's stage three. Stage four are businesses that are focused on the needs of others, not direct needs of the customer. So a stage four business would look like a nonprofit organization, a charity-focused business, an animal shelter, a rehabilitation organization, these kinds of things. You see the difference. Stage five is focused on ideology. So these are going to be organizations like religious organizations, political campaigns, political action committees, traditional media and news companies are stage five companies. And that could depend on if you're in a stage five society, then your media companies will be very stage five. That could change depending on where the society is. Stage six is live and let live. I call that kind of passive ideology. I am my ideology and you are your ideology, but hey, we can all get along and I'll just do my thing and you'll do yours. So live and let live. These are going to be your social media companies. Unless they get sucked into stage five, please be careful, Facebook. your web development and network companies, administrative services companies, hedge funds and stock traders. And that's in a little bit of combination with stage seven, depending on how they approach their choice of funds that they prefer. But those are stage six type companies and organizations. And stage seven is questioning everything. so these companies are going to be your leading edge technology companies, your innovative companies, your patent and licensing focused companies, your pharmaceutical companies. Why? Because they have to innovate. Anybody who's innovating something new has to question everything that came before. That's a stage seven activity, is a stage seven organization. Stage eight is all about purpose. So these are going to be purpose-driven organizations. Now, don't mistake this with stage four more altruistic organizations, right? Because not all purpose is altruistic. Many times it is, but this would look like defense and aerospace companies would be stage eight. Space-based industries would be stage eight, and sometimes stage seven, depending on are you focused on sort of using known techniques to get things into space, or are you innovating new methods, right? So you might be more of a stage seven thing. Wealth managers and financial advisors, the good ones, are purpose-driven. Personal trainers and gyms would go into stage eight, purpose-driven businesses. Okay, stage nine. Stage nine is about consciousness. This is going to include about awareness. So in stage nine, you get therapists, psychologists, meditation app companies, meditation teachers, your yoga teachers should be here in stage nine. You hope, the good ones. Stage 10, which is about oneness, is where you're going to see business like wedding planners and wedding event spaces, birth coaches. Hospice and funeral services companies would fall under stage 10. And then stage 11. Stage 11 is about this sort of transcendence back into everything. So these are going to be your energy work providers, your Reiki practitioners, your personal development mentors, your religious leaders, and their leadership organizations would be stage 11 businesses or stage 11 organizations. So you can see how each kind of makes sense, given what they do and given the kind of customer base that they want to mobilize. And this should also extend to the kind of hiring that they want to do, the kind of people that they want to hire. So this primary stage of your business should inform your hiring and your branding to a large degree. So for example, in general, you would want to hire people who currently spend most of their days in your primary stage, in your organization's primary stage. Similarly, your core customer base is also most likely to be in your business's primary stage or your organization's primary stage. So in most cases, when in doubt, focus your marketing efforts on your primary stage as well. This is going to be kind of the default. And then we'll talk about in later episodes where you would want to go from there, because your primary stage is going to be the default stage of people you want to hire and the default stage of marketing and your customer base, right? Because why? Your customers come to you because you validate their definition of self. And we talked about this before with headlines, right? Why do headlines reflect the stage, primary stage of societies? Well, because people click on what validates their definition of self. And they buy things that validate their definition of self. And they do business with companies, and they do projects with organizations that validate their definition of self. So if you are a stage four company, there are some wonderful examples out there, but we'll keep it simple for now. If you're a charity, you are a stage four organization. People give money to your charity. Why? Because they are in stage four, worried about the needs of others, and they want to validate their definition of self as altruistic. So they give money to your organization. Now, why do they give it to your organization versus somebody else's organization? Because your particular charity organization is more aligned with their definition of what's important, which gets a little bit into ideology. But story for another time. So the primary stage of your organization is all I want you to define just right now. So let's do this. Think about the organization that you currently work for, because we want to focus on your work life. Whether you are the business owner, or whether you lead that organization, or whether you work within that organization, whether it's government or nonprofit or for-profit or whatever. Who do you work for right now? And what is the primary stage of that particular organization? And here's where it gets tricky. Because you may work within one department, one sub-organization, and that sub-organization might have a different primary stage than the organization at large. So, for example, suppose you are human resources within Amazon. And I just pick on Amazon because they're a big obvious example that everybody knows. Amazon is a stage three business. Now you could say, oh, but their customers, everybody needs stuff, and their customers come from all walks of life. True. That's true. Their customers are in all kinds of stages all the time. But when you go to Amazon, it's because you need something. You either need a thing, like some groceries or some product, or you need to feel a certain way, and you're going to buy a thing that makes you feel a certain way. So when you go to Amazon, in that moment when you are shopping there, you are in stage three. They are a stage three business. They have built a massive business on fulfilling your needs. When you have needs and you're in stage three, they're going to swoop in and fill those needs right now. And that's why it works so well. So they are a stage three business. But let's suppose you're working human resources within Amazon. Human resources is very focused on other people. That's a sub-organization that's focused on helping employees be the best they can be, training employees. You're very, very focused on other people all day long. So that's a stage four organization within a stage three business. So, and we'll get more into stages by job title in a later episode, and you can read the articles about that on the website. But just for now, think about your larger organization, the larger business that you work for and their brand, what are they doing, right? What stage are they in? Or what stage do they represent as their primary stage? Now, if you're in the federal government, that's such, or another organization that's so huge that it's like a country all by itself, then you're going to want to pare down and just look at your particular overarching organization and what is the main stage that they represent. Now, a question that I'm getting on this is, should I be working for an organization whose stage is in line with where I'm spending the most time right now? No, not necessarily. Yes, you may tend to gravitate towards that, right? So if you are at a stage of your life where you are, stage 4 or 5, you may tend to gravitate towards working for organizations that are stage 4 or stage 5. But the problem is, the reason that you don't necessarily want to only work for an organization that's in line with where you are right now is because you're evolving. You're changing, right? And for some of us, we may be changing very rapidly. We may be evolving through the stages very rapidly. And then you, what, have to change jobs every time you evolve to another stage? I would instead, if you're looking for the right job, and we're going to talk more about hiring, and we can talk about jobs when we talk about hiring later, I would do the exercises in stage 8 on finding your purpose. So go to the roadmap at lastingpeace.org or look in stage 8 in the book or in the audiobook, and you'll see an exercise there which has 7 different methods for finding your purpose. I pulled all the best methods from around the world. Do them all. Try all 7 methods and try to narrow in on what your purpose is here and try to align with an organization that's in line with your purpose, whatever your purpose is, because your purpose may be serving people who are in stage 3, or your purpose may be serving people who are in stage 7. I don't know what your purpose is. It's very unique for all of us. So do the exercises from stage 8 to figure out what your purpose is and align with organizations that are working in alignment with your purpose, not with your current stage, because your current stage evolves all the time, right? It changes too much. Okay, so that'll do for now. Send me your questions, thoughts, and ideas. Just follow the link in the show notes to do that. Thanks for joining me this time. We'll see you next time. And as always, I'm wishing you Parna Asati, complete connection.